This is a Global Original podcast.
Steve Allen's Little Bit Extra.
Morning, everybody. Welcome along to your free podcast for today. Well, the story of the day is two stories today. Firstly, I managed to get some earth. So tomorrow, it's going to be planting out time. So excited. And the other good news is that Joe Swash has not left Stacey. Apparently, she printed a picture of him having breakfast in bed or something, but for some strange reason, wearing his baseball cap indoors. Slightly peculiar, that. It's the hair, of course, as we all know. Over in the Rebecca Adlington camp, I was never sort of a big fan of Rebecca Adlington. I didn't quite get it. She started popping up on all sorts of programmes, but she's in lockdown with her ex-husband, Harry, and her boyfriend, Andrew. So there's sort of three of them. Although it actually looks like there could be a little bit more of them. So, sources have claimed that she invited Harry to move into the home that she shares with her partner, Andrew, so he can be closest to his daughter, Summer. I mean, I don't get this insatiable urge for people to parade their family in front of you. I mean, in all the papers today, as you now know, if you're a regular listener to the Steve Allen Early Breakfast, it's Meghan and the baby again, having told us that they don't like the media. Every single newspaper that they hated, every single newspaper has published all these photographs which they've released. They're obviously compulsive liars. They obviously love the attention of the media. I can't think of any other reason. And also, of course, the funniest thing, you know, they have a book out, which apparently is going to tell you the whole truth of how a lazy, good-for-nothing couple decided to jack in the royal family, which goes back many, 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 many hundreds of years, and how they're sort of forging the new royal family. Well, they're not. There is no new royal family. There's the old royal family, but of course they can't be bothered to do that because it involves actually having to do some work. Bit of a disappointment. But of course, the book is published by Rupert Murdoch, who owns The Sun. Hilarious. Do you think they know that? Duh. No, I don't think so. I've got the right, says Florence Pugh, to go out with anybody I want. Absolutely. Absolutely. And somebody, a few people have sort of complained. They've been dating for a year. This is her and Zach Braff. She's 24, he's 45. So? Tell these people, Florence, to go stick their head in a bucket of glue and stay there. Ridiculous. I've never heard anything so stupid in my entire life. It's like somebody wrote to, as I said on the programme earlier on, somebody wrote to Piers Morgan, who's coming in for a bit of stick at the moment, and it was a case of essential worker, I think not, my daughter is a nurse, and I thought, no, she's not, you're a liar. You can tell that he's lying, or if it indeed is a man, because if your daughter was a nurse, you wouldn't be sort of writing to somebody on the television saying you're not an essential service, because, you know, and Piers said, no, I quite agree, your daughter, you know, in inverted commas, because, as I say, they'll turn out to be compulsive liars. They don't have daughters who are nurses. Otherwise, you'd find them and go, do you know that your father is writing this garbage to somebody he doesn't even know? So that's why he would bring shame. So he's a compulsive liar, as many of them are. And so Piers wrote and said, no, she is an essential service. He said, but, you know, you need to check with the government. The government decreed that if you're a broadcaster and you're talking about coronavirus, you're an essential service. So stick it up your pipe. Always works, doesn't it? Here we go. Story time with Archie. Posed pictures released to the media. And it's all on social media. And it's all a case of... look, here we are. Can you please look at us? Please look at us. Because they need to find a job. At the moment, they're not really doing anything. And so it's appeared in all the papers. And then people wrote in, you know, all the sort of people. Oh, we think you're such a nice family, you know, and all the rest of it. The fact that he absolutely crapped over the royal family from on high, like a pigeon, is really nothing to do with it, I suppose. Of course, it depends, doesn't it? You do get... Have you seen the people who follow the royal family? Some of them are distinctly peculiar. Very peculiar. Fern McCann. Remember Fern? Oh, you got a daughter, haven't you? A daughter called Sunday. Who was that with? Oh, that criminal. You remember the one who's spending 20 years in prison? Had a cannabis farm at home. My God in heaven, honestly. Of course, Fern being blind to anything. She's broken up with her beau, Albie Gibbs, due to being forced apart amid the coronavirus lockdown. Oh, pathetic, isn't it, really? Who cares, Fern? You know, I'll be glad when your TV programme finishes, together with the Fairs sisters, otherwise known as the Fairs sisters. They're a peculiar couple as well, aren't they? I mean, nobody seems... Everything is done for freebies. Well, one day it's going to come back and bite you on the bum. And that's the day we're all going to sit back and go, oh, did you not save your money? It's like looking at the poor little kitchen the other day that Gemma Collins was posing in. It's about the size of a matchbox. Obviously not got as much money as we thought. Although Bradley Walsh is minted. £8.5 million last year. 8.5 million. That's up 2 million on the year before. Now you know what people on television get paid. Also, Michelle Keegan is mortified. I know. Her dog Phoebe. Who calls a dog Phoebe? I mean, come on. It barked at the doorbell during a hilarious live stream. To be honest with you, I feel a bit... Oh, dear, pokey little room she's in. But, and so, I mean, how do you call a dog Phoebe? What an embarrassment. What an embarrassment. Colonel Tom Moore, set to host a star-studded birthday bash with guests including magician Richard Jones, which is good, who himself served in the military as a member of the Parachute Regiment. We love Richard Jones. He did one of my Christmas shows at the Magic Circle. Was it last year or the year before? Can't remember. There's so many people that we have on the programme, some really super magicians, and Richard was one of them. Lovely man. So he'll be doing this programme. Adele showing off her incredible 7 stone weight loss, and she was partying in Vegas. This was to celebrate her 32nd birthday. Guess who jumped on the bandwagon? Come on. Gemma Collins. Because somebody wrote to her and said, you look like Adele. So Gemma's gone, yeah, we are very similar. I thought, no, you're not. You're similar to nobody. Absolutely nobody at all. Maura Higgins sets pulses racing in her new Ann Summers bikini. They all look the same to me, bikinis. They're just holding your tits up and a bit downstairs. I mean, and that's it. So it's not her Ann Summers bikini collection. It might be named after her. But to be honest, you know, she's only about 3 foot tall. I mean, she really isn't big at all. This is after the Dancing on Ice partner, Alexandra Dimitriou, confirmed a split from his wife and pictured with poor old Maura Higgins. Never mind, dear. I'm sure one day you'll get a job. You know, just posing for some pictures ain't really work, is it? It's just somebody slathers makeup on your face and you stand there half naked. Brilliant. I mean, let's face it, if you take it off, it's porn. There you go. But at the moment, it's a bikini collection. Jesse Nelson. Oh, not bloody Jesse Nelson again. I told him yesterday, do not give me any Jesse Nelson stories. I'm not remotely bothered about this sort of priceless piece of tat exhibiting herself in a kitchen and then putting it up on the internet, attracting all the wrong people. I mean, what sort of people... Do you think people look at it and go, oh, that's a nice outfit? No, pervs. Pervs, it's terrible. Don't things like that, honestly. And then they wonder why they get stalked. Emma Bunton has transformed her shed into Hogwarts as she celebrates her child Tate's 9th birthday whilst in lockdown. Seems quite a good idea. Do you know she's 44 now? She doesn't look 44. She really doesn't. But Victoria Beckham wrote, you know, birthday Tate, kisses from us all, kiss kiss, VB. Very shortly, she might not be able to afford to send any of those sort of things. Holly, who's Amanda Holden's daughter, she incidentally said that she wouldn't mind doing Celebrity Juice in place of Holly Willoughby, which would be a lot better than any of the other names we've had up here. So Holly, Amanda Holden's daughter, bakes rainbow cakes to celebrate her mother's charity single after claiming, she was the one who claimed, do you remember, that Simon Cowell and Lauren Silverman had split? That caused a bit of a rumpus, didn't it? Ricky Gervais reveals he negotiated with lawyers ahead of the Golden Globes 2020 over his risque joke about Dame Judi Dench. He said he had to check. I don't know what the joke was, actually. I don't remember it. But he had to check that he wasn't violating any libel laws or broadcasting decency standards or making a crude comment. Can I repeat the joke? I'm not even sure I even understand the joke. Do you know what the joke is? Corey? Do you know what the joke is? No. What are you doing? Oh, tell him to go away. He's a... They said a very rude word. So this is the joke that Ricky Gervais had to check for the Golden Globes, which was about Dame Judi Dench. OK. Well, I don't even understand it. He says Dame Judi Dench said, old Deuteronomy and Cats, was the role she was born to play. What does that mean? I don't even get that. Oh, I'm going to carry on my bit of paper. Is it? Oh, right. He said they were used for his... Oh, he used a rude word for a lady's parts. Oh, right. OK. So it was all right. He was met with unanimously glowing responses from viewers after the second series aired of his other show. So good for him. Mind you, he is prone to using very rude words, isn't he? Whereas you can't imagine Judy Finnegan using rude words. You can't imagine her sitting there effing and blinding about it, but it would be hilarious. Hilarious. It was almost as good as Do you remember seeing Extras with Ricky Gervais, where you got Daniel Radcliffe talking about condoms? I definitely couldn't repeat that on the programme. I definitely couldn't repeat that. No, I think that's totally unrepeatable. That's almost as good as the Liberace. But I definitely couldn't. Oh dear, honestly. Well, what was that other thing that was out? It was it a lion tamer or something in the ring? And the lion, is it the lion, turns round and starts licking his bits, and some bloke in the audience said, "I wish I could do that." And the lion tamer said, "Give him a biscuit, he'll let you." Madonna says she had coronavirus towards the end of her Madame X World Tour. We all thought we had very bad flu. Must have gone like a rocket through that, mustn't it, really? And she's raising, a lot of money. World leaders have pledged more than $8 billion towards... Well, I thought we were donating $9 billion in this country. Here we go. Meghan Markle and attention-seeking Harry. Mark Archie's first birthday. And so they take all these... And then release them to the press. So much for the blatant lies about we're distancing ourselves. No, they're moving into the Palisades. That's the place that they like the look of, because it's got celebrities. They rather naively think they're celebrities. You wait till the likes of Tom Hanks and the others realise that they haven't got a bit of... I mean, who on earth would want to talk to somebody out of suits? And Harry, what's he got to talk about? How I dumped the royal family. It's not going to go down very well, is it? How to beat corona crisis nightmares, and it doesn't involve wine. Apparently, Susanna Reid says she's been having 6 hours sleep a night. See, I'm probably getting about 4 or 5. 4 or 5, which I think, as far as I'm concerned, that's enough. I can always doze. I'm very good at dozing. So that's quite a nice thing to do. Ricky Gervais has confirmed Afterlife Series 3, as he jokes to the fans, it's all your fault. He was a very good... I told you, he came in... we've only done him the once, actually. Quite like to do him again. And he came in, and a friend of mine, such a big fan... She said, "Can I come in and watch the interview?" So she sat there just staring at him. God knows who he thought she was. Laura Brand defends comic husband, that's Russell Brand, over those sexist parenting remarks and blames herself for the fact he never spent a full day with their girls. Unfortunately, I'm one of those people who think that Russell Brand is the biggest idiot under the sun. I don't find him remotely funny or anything, you know. And so she said, "He's always been hands-on." What he meant, I think, is he calls me 100% the boss. Who cares? Who cares? Never mind. Victoria Beckham's daughter, Harper, 8. Oh, what a talented little soul she is. She's homeschooled by her parents. That must be hilarious to watch. OK, Dave, do you want to do the reading bit? OK, Mummy will do that. And do you know that Harper Beckham, do you know what she does? Which sets her apart from other little children. She wears her school uniform when she's homeschooling. I know. I thought the same as well. Hugo Taylor thanks fans for their support. Who's Hugo Taylor? Oh, God, he's not somebody from Made in Chelsea. No, he's former Made in Chelsea star. They're not stars. They're just people who've been on the television a few times. 33, and he's with, that must be Millie McIntosh, I think. Yeah, they were gifted cupcakes and flowers. How lovely. Gigi Hadid and Zayn Malik plan to have a large family and are thrilled to be preparing to becoming parents. Oh, that's nice, isn't it? Let's hope the money lasts. And sort of Zayn can sort of go on and do whatever he wants to do in his life. From Strictly, Karen Hauer flaunting her washboard abs in a very skimpy bikini. And obviously somebody then takes a picture of it and then they put it up on the media. What's the matter with these people? Chloe Ross is somebody from Towie, but as we don't know who she is, she goes out for an early morning workout alongside Sister Madison. Uh-oh, DVD alert. DVD, always, if they're in the park... And somebody's taking pictures of them, you know. Had they had half a brain cell, they'd have done it at home in their own garden. She's 27. She's a reality TV star. Oh, no, she's axed. She's been kicked off it. There you go. Pile of old rubbish. Let's not mention her again. Katie Piper. What is it with everybody in their swimsuits? Everybody's wearing their swimsuits. Katie Piper's wearing her swimsuit. Rebecca Vardy. Yeah. Sharing a snap with her husband. Again, it's a case of show off, show off, show off. And... amid claims she's demanding a public apology from Colleen Rooney over Waggate. Nobody cares about Rebecca Vardy. They really don't, honestly. Talentless. Anthea Turner putting on an amorous display. I mean, she's 190 now, isn't she? Poor old Anthea, honestly. What a career. Hated by Eamon Holmes. Princess Tippy Toes, he called her. And she's kissing her fiancé in the street. which is a part of the body I'm not aware of, but it sounds fantastic. And they were seen leaving home for the first time in weeks. Yeah, how lucky that was a photographer just waiting outside to take a picture of Anthea Turner, who's now looking every bit a 60-year-old. The country freaked out. Twitter panics when Holly Willoughby forgets social distancing rules and runs over to Pip Schofield on This Morning, urging him to yell, "Get back." They did it on Loose Women. One of the panellists was helping Jane Moore and said, "Shall I hold the mirror?" And she got up and they went, "No, no! You're supposed to be distancing." Very difficult. Very difficult. So she did run over to see him. And so, I mean, I love it. The whole idea is that the whole country freaked out. Of course, the whole country didn't freak out. The whole country wasn't watching the blooming thing. Cher Lloyd reveals her father's seriously unwell, so she's quit social media. I mean, to be honest with you, I didn't even know she was still going. But apparently she is. And she feared for her dad Darren's health. And that's it. I thought she came out from America to try and sort of launch her career again, which I wasn't sure where it had gone in the first place. Listen, have a fabulous day. I'm going to go and get some more earth today. That'll take it up to about eight sacks of earth, which is good. It's the miracle grow. I've never bought it before. So I'll let you know how we get on with it. And then hopefully in about a month's time, you will see the fruits of my labours. It'll be worth it for all that backbreaking of trying to get the blooming things up on a trolley. But looking good, looking good. You look good as well. You're doing well. You're doing very well. And tomorrow we'll do it again, shall we? Four till seven? Go on, tell your parents. Stay up late. Who cares? Who cares? Just no snowflakes, please. We don't. The moment we find a snowflake, you go into the sin bin. Never to be heard of ever again. You have to find somebody else to write to, which, of course, is a bit worrying because most of them are compulsive liars. Anyway, have a lovely day. I've been Steve Allen. This has been my Little Bit Extra. And as I say every day to you, and I really mean it, stay safe.
If you enjoyed this podcast, listen to Steve Allen live from 4 a.m. Monday to Friday and Sunday from 5 a.m.